Mark, I think I've sussed the narrative of your pre-season. Started with a Skrill South side, then a Conference side, a top flight French side, a top flight Spanish side, a Premier League side. Is that the idea? Things are getting slightly tougher, aren't they?
Very much so. The idea was to maximise the training camp, obviously, get the fitness levels to where we want them to be. And I think we saw that at Barnet. Now, today we've had a really good test against a very high quality team. A number of the boys, seven, eight of the boys, at 90 minutes under their belt. The whole back four and the keeper, people like Dougie and Judgey, etc., getting that pitch time. Tremendous for us. And more we'll get the same on Tuesday. Another good test. And hopefully by Wednesday, after the day off, we start Thursday with the squad in sync and preparing now for a very high quality game against Palace. And then we're a week away.
The home fans' opportunity to see some of the new chaps. Can you tell us if there is any prognosis on Scott Hogan? We were expecting to see one of your Mark signings. Did he twist his ankle? How is he?
He got a kick. The guy kicked him apparently on the side there for the corner, and he just rolled on his ankle. So hopefully nothing too serious. But as I say, I think painful at the time. But it's a shame for him. He came on looking bright again, and Andre had a good hour. So it was going according to plan, but these things happen. Hopefully the medical team take over and we'll be okay.
Football is about hope and heroes, and obviously protocol demands that we don't pick out players, but I'm starting to become an enormous Andre Gray fan. It would be doing him a disservice to say he's a big target man, because there's more to his game than that. He does play high, as you say. He's a very good player. Well done.
No, he's a very good player. We actually had an analysis at the hotel before the game, and we showed our squad the attributes of Moses, of Andre and of Scott. Yeah, they give us a different type of weapon to last year. So we have what we have last year. We keep the ball well, we move the ball very well, but now we do have pace and cleverness and power and guile up front. And that's hopefully a good part of our plan this season. So delight with Andre, getting better, getting fitter, which is important for him. You know, he worked really hard in that 15 minutes after half time. He'll work again hard on Tuesday, and we're getting there.
You've spoken many times about having at least two players for each position. I'm very keen at the player coming in for a League Cup game after a Saturday game isn't an inferior player. The selection headache is fantastic, but I'm interested to try and probe you, if I may, about the central player, because Adam Forshaw, of course, we know can do a job there. Pritchard, we know can do a job there. We know that Alan Judge likes to play there, though he can play on the left where Stuart Dallas has been playing. What's in your mind about the way you're going to play? Because it seems you're playing with kind of two roughy-tufty players either side of him today, Douglas and Tabar. What's in your mind about, are you going to swap them round?
We look for a very attacking formation, look for a fluid formation. So fluidity is a key word for us. I've got no problems if Stuart Dallas turns up right, left or centre. I don't care if Pritchard and Forshaw, for example, end up wide left and wide right. Because if it breaks down, then we get our straight quickly and we know our responsibilities. But if we're too predictable, you know, we haven't got physicality. We're not a tall team. Let's be honest. We haven't got Nice today had three or four sizeable players. We haven't got that physical aspect. So we need to recognise what we do well and play to our strengths, and as I say, fluidity will be a big part of that.
It was fascinating to watch it today, because the instructions don't appear to be coming from you and David Weir. They're doing it themselves.
It's what we work on every single day in training. We talk about the rotation, recognising where you are. Pitch geography is a key aspect of it. You can beat a player with good pitch geography, and I think Moses showed that in the first half. You know, if he goes on high and the guy goes with him, Merkin comes short and receive on the half turn. If Moses comes short, the guy goes with him, there's space in behind to play the longer ball. So we now have that pace and cleverness to add to what we had last year, so hopefully that'll work out well.
I was expecting a lot of substitutes today to have the two teams as we've seen in the other two games, but you just had the seven, so it looked like a normal, for a want of a better word, league or cup game. Was that deliberate?
Yeah, it was deliberate. I think if you have a game of this quality, they get ruined or diluted in quality by making wholesale changes. So we wanted players to get 90, and on Tuesday the likes of Alan McCormack and Harley Dean, etc., will come in, Reevesy, and these guys will come and get their 90 minutes, which is important, and the squad's in good shape.
Where are we with Mr. and Mrs. Trialist's two sons, Tommy Smith and Mr. O'Shaughnessy? What's the situation with them? Didn't figure today.
Tommy will start on Tuesday and worked out. The guys who didn't play today, 90, had a really hard session this morning at the training ground. And like I said, the guys who played today will have a very hard session on Tuesday afternoon. So Tommy will come and start, and Daniel will be involved as well at a later stage of Tuesday. So Tommy's a class act, and he needed to come and train and play. And him to have a look at us, and us to have a look at him. And off the field, top pro, looks after himself, wealth of experience and quality. And as I say, if he carries on as he is now, hopefully we have a very fruitful conversation and see where that takes us. Great.